I want to give you a word for you. I want you to receive a word from me. It's just not a bunch of blanket words that are laid out for everyone to grab hold of. Now listen to me. God says, I want to make this personal with you. Every one of us, we have those individual dreams. We have the individual ideas that we have. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you give them to the Lord first. Don't try to make something happen. Lord, see, God, the Holy Spirit will lead you into the directions. And you're there, and then God prepares your heart for what that direction is. Now, God will do it differently than you would have. The big difference is he ain't gonna mess up. He's going to be in your life to make a winner out of you. And then when he makes a winner out of you, you're going to shout it from the rooftops and acknowledge that you are who you are by the power of Almighty God. Amen. We're looking for the key for our life and our dreams. I want to become this individual. Now, sometimes the Lord will give us the training in these fields to prepare us for where he wants us. Sometimes it's exactly where he wants us, and he will give us direction as we go through. But here's the key to it. You want to become successful? Now, I'm not talking about success based on what people think. I'm talking about successful in your life, in your relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're wanting to become successful in Christ, through Christ, which is the ultimate for any Christian to seek, I want to be successful as a follower of Jesus Christ, then you must allow the Holy Spirit of God to speak to your heart, and you must listen, and you must follow his direction for you. Well, yeah, but nobody else has ever done it that way. That's because God didn't tell anybody else to do it the way he's telling you. There's a special way for you because you're special in the eyes of God. You are an individual that God has chosen to use. You have agreed to allow him to use you. So enjoy the ride. It's an awesome ride. Not always fun. A lot of hurt and pain. I think that's called life, isn't it? A lot of ups and downs. A lot of sorrow. But folks, that love is worth it all. That touch of the Master's hand, knowing that the Master has touched you and that you are mean something to your Creator. It's an individual key, and it can only be found on God's path to God's purpose within each individual. You're an individualist. I've told you this. But never separated from God. You're an individualist based on other people. You're not going to see like everybody else sees. And half the time you won't see like any of them see. I remember a great uncle of mine that was a little rough around the country. Every uncle I had was rough around the country. But anyway, he was. The two uncles were out and they had been tasting some stuff and all of this, and one says, you know, Pete, I'm glad everybody doesn't see alike. If everybody saw like I see, everybody would want my wife Lucy. And Uncle Pete looked at him and said, yeah, and if everybody saw like I see, nobody would want her. So you've got to remember how individual you are and your individual thought process. I told you I had bad uncles. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Did you hear me say all your heart? With all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Well, you know, I just can't figure that out. That can't be right because I haven't thought of it. Well, there's a lot you haven't thought of, and that's right. Well, you haven't thought of. And understanding and all your ways acknowledge Him. And all your ways acknowledge Him. You want success? Here it is. And He will make your paths straight. Doesn't mean you're looking at a straight path. It means by the time you get to the next curve, God had already straightened it out. That's because you're trusting directly in Him and not yourself. You're not trusting in your secular education. You're not trusting in any kind of training that you have had. You're trusting in Christ to develop that training that He had watched you go through. But always acknowledge God in it, and you will be successful. Put God first in your life. When you're making decisions, talk to the Lord about those decisions. Always remember that the Lord said to me individually and each one individually, don't trust in your own understanding of the situation. Don't trust your feelings. Some people say that Christianity, a relationship with Christ, is a feeling. Well, it has a feeling attached to it, but it's real. It's not a feeling. It's person to person. Me with Jesus, you with Jesus. It's real. And the Holy Spirit comes in you, and the Holy Spirit, that voice you hear of saying, don't go around the curve, don't go around that, time to pull over, rest. Don't go where you hear the voice telling you not to go. That's God leading you. That's you trusting in His word. He will never lead you wrong. The Holy Spirit of God indwelling you will never lead you in the wrong direction. Now, you may end up right in the middle of a hornet's nest, but if you do, that's exactly where God wanted you to be, because you are the hornet destroyer at that time in history. God's life. God says, I want you to use your life to glorify my Son. I want you to listen to my voice. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. It doesn't matter which way you're going. Acknowledge Christ. Don't you dare hide your Christian faith because you're around a bunch of non-believers. That does not glorify God. Doesn't glorify you. You see, the Lord is doing a big change in you. Oh, it's not overnight. Salvation is instant. Change? Oh, man, it takes a while because of our human condition. But our Savior lived a human condition so He would know exactly how you and I feel so that He can touch our life in the way it needs to be touched and lead us in the direction we need to be going. The key of life is to stand on the right side of your dream. You got a dream? Be on the right side of it. Well, what's the right side? The right side is the Lord's side. Take your dream and you give that to the Lord. Lord, I have a dream inside of me. And Lord, I don't know what to do with it. I'm not capable. Lord, I don't understand it. Always thought I'd be in the business realm. Who would have thought at the age of 30 God would call me to preach? This preacher didn't think it, but he did. Now, when he called me to preach, my feeling on the inside, Lord, who's going to listen to me? I might preach. You see, the call and the touch. God will use a half of a lifetime to train you and to mold you, to get you prepared for this situation at this time in life. There's not a greater, more awesome calling that you can ever have than a call to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God says, I will touch that prophet of mine. That's what preachers are, they're prophets. Meaning all we do, I read the book and I relay what's in this book to you. I let you know this is what God says, and preach it in a way with the power that Almighty God is touching each and every life in a separate way. All of us don't learn the same way. All of us are different. But our Savior is the same. Amen. And He said, I love you and I will get you through this life. Now, if all hell has come against you, praise God, because you're doing something right. If everything it seems like is coming after you to stop you, thank God. Why would Satan waste his time on you if you weren't aggravating him trying to do what is right? The Lord pays attention to your heart. And when you stumble and you fall, that's the Holy Spirit, Jesus, that is there with you. And you need lifting up, that's Him. If you need somebody with skin on them to lift you up, He will send someone to you to lift you up. And you may be that very someone that He's sending to someone else. So pay attention. That's acknowledging Christ in your life. That's always paying attention. He will make your path straight. Understand it, accept it, and go on with your life. Stand on the side of acknowledging God. See, for me to acknowledge God, I acknowledge God because I know God's always right. God is always right. His word is always right. God doesn't make mistakes. When He created you in the womb of your mother, He didn't make a mistake. Though that your life that you think is a losing life, it can't be. Because God saw to it that you came into this world for a certain job, a certain ministry, at a certain period in your life. You may spend the majority of your life out here wondering what it is that God has wanted you to do. Oh, I know that I'm saved. I know He touched my life, but I don't feel like I've done anything for Him. Well, I want you to think of it this way. Maybe the time for you to do it hadn't come yet. You got to remember Moses? Awesome, wasn't he? He didn't even lead the Hebrew nation out of bondage until he was 80 years old. We're going to follow that old man in the wilderness of life. That old man was loaded with the knowledge of God. But you know more than that? He had the touch of the Master's hand. And he believed what the Lord told him to do. He believed his calling. He believed the leadership of the Holy Spirit in his life. And he followed and he delivered. The delivering is up to the Holy Spirit. But then think about it this way also. Maybe all these years you've wondered, what am I supposed to do? And you've been doing it all of those years. Oh, folks, you have no idea how God uses each individual in so many different ways, to where it could be you with your personality and that smile. That smile can melt the heart of a hard-hearted individual. And just your presence around them touched their life, and they ended up accepting Christ. And you're standing over there saying, oh, that is so great. I'm so proud for them. I wonder who it is or who it was that touched their life that will make them own. And you're the very person. You just don't know it. God doesn't make junk. God creates us for a purpose, and then he sees to it that we will fulfill that purpose. That's looking for the key. The key that you're looking for, my friend, is the Word of God. That's your key to being successful. What does God say? Read the book. What does the Holy Spirit say to you? Go to the Lord in prayer. He will give you answers. And don't throw away the answer because it's not the answer you wanted. Trust the Lord. That's the key. The Lord's word, trusting him for his strength, trusting him to straighten out the curve in front of you in life, trusting him to deliver you from all evil, trusting him with your vocation, trusting him in your vocation, trusting him with each step of your life. Lord, I don't know what to do. Oh, when you say that to the Lord, you can hear him going, get ready, Larry. Get ready, because I am getting ready to do wonders with that individual over there and that individual who doesn't see themselves as wonder makers. You're not the wonder maker. You're the wonder conduit. You're going to use the Lord's wonder and allow his wandering power to go through you as you express your love for those around you. But most of all, you love the Lord. You be in prayer. Don't wait till tragedy strikes and then say all that's left is prayer. The only hope you have is a relationship with Jesus Christ, and in conversation, that's what we call prayer, being in conversation with Jesus. I guarantee you, that conversation that Jesus is having with you is the most important conversation you will ever have in your life. The place I want to be is where Jesus wants me to be. The life, or the length of it, that I want to live is exactly the length that the Lord wants me to live it. I don't have any right to cut it short. I don't have any right to speed up my demise. I have every right as a Christian to listen to the Word of God for me personally and to travel that path one step at a time. Don't you worry about the lions, the tigers, and the bears on that path. I know the one that created them too. And I know that he loves me. And if I run into a lion, a tiger, or a bear, Brother Randy, we just all four going to be walking together. Because I guarantee you, they can't deny their creator. The Lord tells you to go, you go. If you have in your heart an occupation or whatever it is, trust it to the Lord, and you not only will be good, you'll be one of the best. because the Lord will make you that best. The key of life is to stand on the right side of the dream, which is following the word of the Lord, standing on the side by acknowledging God in all that you do. Please don't ever forget that. And He will take care of the path. And remember, God will not bless our will. He won't bless my will. He will not bless my path. He won't do that. Because our will and our path will hurt us. Your brain comes up with a lot of ideas for you, doesn't it? Man, that brain, our brains can get us messed up. That's why you dedicate your brain, your mind, to the Lord. The Spirit of Christ. Let Him take care of the brain. You take care of trusting Him. You take care of the love that He has for you. Larry, I'm going to express my love for you. Don't reject that love. Oh, that's okay, Lord. You died for me on the cross. You did everything for me my whole life. You've done enough. Lord, I'm not going to bother you anymore. You go ahead, Lord. You go ahead and do your thing. I will take care of this myself. No? Then you just messed up. You got me? You just completely messed up. That's not the way life is. You trust the Lord with all your heart. When things don't go like you think they should, that's okay. God's still in control. And He's going to lead you in a better path, a different direction, whatever it takes. Jeremiah 2, verse 13. Here's what happens when you focus strictly on what you think. My people have done two evils. Two evils my people have done. Are you ready? They have turned away from me the spring of living water, and they've dug their own wells, which are broken wells that cannot hold water. The Lord said, you want a good drink of water? Come to me. Come to the head of the stream. I'll give you a good drink of water. The Lord said, you want to be successful in whatever you're doing? Trust me to make you so. Not yourself. It's total trust. That's the key. The key is acknowledging the Word of God. The key has everything to do with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God and allowing His Holy Spirit to lead you. And whatever you journey to do, you will be successful when you follow His direction. Get out of your own mind. Get into a heart that He's given you. A heart that will trust. A heart that believes. A heart that knows life can be rough. A heart that realizes, you know, I'm going to mess up. I know I'm a Christian. And I know that this is the way I ought to do. And sometimes you're not going to do it. Sometimes we just mess up. But clean up on aisle three has always been God taking care of it. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's what I baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Always understanding the greatest love that you'll ever receive is the day the Lord touches your heart and you said, yes, Lord, I ain't much. The Lord loves it because you're going to be something. That's His promise. That's the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for life. And Father, I praise your name for love, the love of the life you've given us. Help us, Father, to appreciate one another and to lift each other up in prayer. Touch us that we might be ready and willing to touch others. Lead us, Father, not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For we ask it, Father, in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.